Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home to stay.
Back. Stevie Ray, the late, great Stevie Ray. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, seven till the hour, I should say. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We're having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer, one of my favorite people on the planet, the co-founder of Housewares America. Housewares America Incorporated. Debbie Meyer, MEYER.com, or CakeTaker.com, right, Debbie?
CakeCutter.com.
Cake Cutter, I'm sorry, Cake Cutter. Yeah, all right. See, I want to call it CakeEater.com.
that's your website.
That's my website. That's my website, Debbie. CakeCutter.com. So check that out, folks. Check out her act on HSN. She sold a billion, ladies and gentlemen, a billion green bags. 1 billion green bags. Thank you, Debbie, for that inspiration and for that accomplishment. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
But you've got an announcement. You're not gonna give us any specifics.
You've got
a big deal coming up any minute now, folks. Sit by your televisions and your radios and your shortwave radios, and be ready for an announcement. A big announcement for Debbie in the next day or two, right?
Yes, this is my royal baby.
All right. Yeah, this is bigger than the baby, than the new prince, ladies and gentlemen. And you're going to birth this baby later this week, aren't you?
Yes, we are. It's a very exciting announcement for us. And as I said, I can't even breathe it very much yet, but because they're going to make the announcement. But it's very exciting for us, and it's wonderful. And thank you for referencing it, because it's
I'm always happy to talk about the success of my Brain Trust members, and you're a real inspiration to a lot of people, Debbie. So, okay, folks, Debbie and I are talking about unanswered prayers that maybe you weren't so happy about, but turned out later that were great. And folks, these perspectives, Debbie, that you and I are talking about. You don't have these perspectives at 19. You've got to spend some time on the earth. You've got to log a few hours in the marketplace to have this happen to you. You've almost, even though you and I are telling people this, you've almost got to go through it once yourself to really have it sink in, don't you?
Yeah, that's kind of the pity of it.
It's hard to learn these lessons without doing it yourself, isn't it?
However, I try very hard to put out the warning flag for as many people as I can, before they actually have to feel the pain. And, you know, there are many, many ways to answer a question. There are many solutions to a problem. You've got to do the research. You have to figure out a lot of stuff for yourself. But there are just so many people out there, particularly when we have strange economic times and we're being strained and pushed and pulled, too many people who are willing to tell you they have all the answers, that they know your business better than you do, and they'll happily take control away from you so you don't have to worry about it anymore. Well, the moment it looks too good to be true, what did your mama tell you?
The thing is, folks, and Debbie, you and I were talking about this off the air when we talked about this. There may be somebody to come to you and they act like they're rich or they act like they're smart and maybe they've got some great credentials or whatever, but don't underestimate your own instincts, right, Debbie?
Absolutely. That's part of why we're entrepreneurs. That's how we live. That's how we operate. We know to look for the options. We know to look for differences. But you know what? As far as I'm concerned, if it's your business and your baby, nobody knows it better than you. And don't be so willing to believe somebody else knows it better than you. Now, advice is great, and we all need independent professional advice from time to time, but to just give up the reality of your goals and dreams to somebody else, to me, is a huge mistake, even though it seems like the answer to your prayers at the moment.
Right.
You know, it could really put you in a bad spot later on.
You want to listen. people you want to listen to are, number one, people who you are convinced have your best interests at heart and know you.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes not imposing their own fears and concerns on you. They realize maybe you've got a more capacity for risk. People like right. that are the people you want to listen to, and people who've been there and done that, like Debbie Meyer. Hey, Debbie, give us a website again quickly, please.
DebbieMeyer.com or CakeCutter.com.
All right, and look for that big announcement, folks. It's going to be bigger than the royal baby. Hey, thanks, Debbie, for being here. Come back soon.
It's always my pleasure. Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be back after these messages. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.